Hey everybody, welcome back to the Cross Conference Cast, where we talk about all things women's soccer. This episode was recorded on May 4th, 2010, and in it we discuss WPS rookies, goalkeepers, and, well, every team in the league, the U20 World Cup draw, we do our regular check-in with Kerry Hanks and Kelsey Davis, give away our Twitter award, and reveal how much we don't know about baseball. Let's get it started.
Hey, I'm Joan.
I'm Bruce.
And we're back for a May podcast. I don't remember when the last time we did one was, but I'm hoping it was in April.
It was.
It was April 1st. It was April 1st that we recorded, and then we released a few days later. I remember, because it wasn't a joke. It was just frustrating. Okay. So we have 4 weeks of WPS play behind us. Each team has played 4 games. All of them have played home and away, except for Atlanta, who will play their first home game in their new women's soccer specific stadium this weekend.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be women's soccer specific?
Like, I think that only women's soccer is allowed there, or if there's other things going on.
Like the seats are pink or something?
You have to be 1, opinionated, and 2, on your period. So, no.
Or supporting, research for breast cancer.
Yes, supporting research for breast cancer. And what else? Thanking God for things. Thanking God. Supporting breast cancer research, thanking God. Those two things simultaneously, if you are not, in fact, engaged in the activity of women's soccer at that particular stadium.
So the stands are going to be full of basketball players.
We can only hope. the games have been sort of interesting. No one's really come out as being incredibly dominant so far. But then again, we're 4 games into a second season, which includes 2 expansion teams.
So, and tornadoes. And
tornadoes, floods. Sort of all sorts of Revelations-esque wet weather, lots of biblical things going down.
Locusts, I hear.
Locusts, indeed. Rain of blood. So a couple things we want to talk about overall with the first weeks of the second season in the bag, in the hole, in the net, on the bench. Utero? I don't know. I'm confused. Behind us.
On the books, I think.
On the books. There we go. Wrong preposition. I need help. I haven't even finished this one beer. It's like halfway done. Sorry. Okay. So the things we want to talk about sort of overall, the rookies this year, the true rookies,
who are not acting like true rookies.
Who are not acting like true rookies at all. They're really doing well, like starting first of all. And then second of all, like really contributing in significant, important ways.
And scoring.
Scoring. What?
A rookie can score. Imagine that. Yeah. Even in Boston.
First of all, Lauren Chaney, 1 rookie, 2 Bruin, 3 Boston. I don't what?
Everything is stacked against her. There's a hole in her heart.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She did have a hole in her heart. You guys. She's defeating the odds or something. This is a Lifetime movie here, ready to be made. What would we call it? Melissa Joan Hart is Lauren Chaney in Hole in the Heart, the Lauren Chaney story. I don't know. Having a hole in your heart is just not, I don't know. It's harder to make fun of than missing intestines because that's serious. You can live without intestines, but hearts
are
sometimes.
A missing intestine, that sounds like you can, I don't know. You're right. You can totally joke about that, but a hole in your heart just sounds like some kind of either really serious problem or, you
Dr.
know.
Seuss-like whimsical problem that can be solved with a child's love.
Either that or, you know, a ballad from the 70s, 80s.
No, I think that is a song. I think it was a Kenny Rogers song.
I think it was also a
hole in your
the Donut
heart.
Man song.
And then the song. Okay.
Lauren Chaney is a donut.
Lauren Chaney, good job. Good job for a team I don't care about.
Yeah, well, for coming from a couple of teams you don't care about, she's very impressive.
I know, it's amazing. What more can happen in the world? If a Bruin, who's a rookie on Boston, can impress me, you know, I think we can achieve world peace. We can stop global warming.
Teenagers would pay for music.
Who else? Kelly O'Hara and Allie Riley on
FC Gold Pride.
Why? Like, it's the four letters. It's the four letters together, and then they combine in my head. I think I have some sort of letter problem. Acronym problem. Well, because they're not even acronyms. They're just letters. And when they're four, I get confused. Anyway, Kelly O'Hara and Allie Riley doing really well for FC Gold Pride starting. You're fans of them. You are their fan. Or no, they have more than one fan, I'm sure.
Yeah, just let me know when you'd like me to take over the English part of this program.
You would think I've been drinking all day.
So you've just been napping and
Oh, I didn't take any naps. I did my laundry. And I checked my mail. I paid my bills. I felt really accomplished. Like, I spent a lot of money on these bills, but at the same time, I felt good because it's like, oh, it's all under control now. I can stop shaking. So Kelly O'Hara and Allie Riley are for FC Gold Pride. I had to think about it still. You're fans of them. How do you feel like they're doing? I think they're doing great, but how do you feel?
I feel like they're both doing really well. And Allie Riley looks really, really good on the back line. I think she's actually fitting in better than Kelly O'Hara. And, I mean, Kelly is fitting in well, although she's still – I think it's more obvious with forwards when they're still trying to find their place. Or they're still trying to figure out where exactly they fit in the team and how to make that front line run smoothly. But I mean, she's doing well. She's had some real spark plug moments. It's been a lot of fun to watch her, but I think Allie Riley has just been. It's just really impressive how well she's working with the back line and how much she's actually able to contribute as a defender and a rookie.
I agree. I finally watched the rest of that game, FC Gold Pride against at Sky Blue FC, which is probably why it was so confusing for me because they were in the same place. And I was really impressed. Like, I didn't get to watch many Stanford games while she was there. Well, I just didn't. That was mostly by choice, and I didn't have a TV, so that decision was made for me. But I mean, I had no doubts about her. But you know, she's been really good. I didn't have any thoughts about her before, but now.
Yeah. Although, for the record, and not necessarily for you, because I know you don't care about Stanford, but Stanford's one of the few teams that, you know, webcasts their games, and they. I think they covered most of the NCAA tournament last year. So, yep. Props to Stanford.
Mm-hmm. And Casey Nogueira, one player I had a little confusing question mark, tilted beagle head thoughts. I was like, huh? I was like, what? I was doubtful. I had my doubts, but she's done really well. She wasn't starting for the Red Stars initially in their first three games. She's coming off the bench and doing pretty well, which I think was motivating for her because in her fourth game, you know, she started at Boston and scored. She had scored before to save the home opener from being a complete disaster. It was only half a disaster. She's done really well. I was worried about her in the professional level, though. Maybe
you've worried about her at every level.
That's true. I'm a Casey doubter. Because I think she's capable of being so great, but it's just like you don't really see that by her own choice. Like, it's not like she's been hampered with injury like other players that I enjoy.
hasn't caught the plague yet.
No, she doesn't have the rubella. And she has, as far as I know, has one, all of her intestines, and two, all of her original ligaments. So,
seriously?
I think so, right?
Wow.
Unless in high school, because as far as I know, she went through college, no problem.
If anyone is listening and cares about the Tar Heels, they should knock on wood, because she's due for an ACL tear.
No. I'm not even, that's not funny. We don't joke about that.
Okay, knock on wood.
Yeah. You can joke about poop. You can joke about the kissing disease. Well, we do not joke about ACL tears. Are there other rookies that kind of stand out for you? Because, Whitney Angen has been starting for the Red Stars, but...
But I don't even know who that is, so...
That's true. I mean, I see that name, and it's new to me. So I think she's from Sweden.
So. Oh, Brittany Taylor.
The Brittany Taylor's actually on my fantasy team.
I forgot that she was a rookie. But then again, I don't pay any attention to Sky Blue.
And she went to UConn, so it's like...
Yeah,
who knows
I mean, I paid attention to her there.
She's been doing okay. Not as great as I was thinking at first, but not bad.
Right, and she did well in their televised game. Everyone was just having fits over how well she did splitting up Sinclair and Marta.
Mm-hmm. So the rookies this well really making an impact, and that's really good. I'm not sure if that's because the league is still so young or what, but I mean, it just makes the rookies from last year just kind of stand out and be a big, huge disappointment. Other than the rookies, other interesting things, I think, you mentioned the goalkeepers, and I hadn't thought of it initially, but once you said it, yes, I agree.
Now that we have a whole list.
Yeah, now that we have a list of goalkeeper issues, let's go on down. Why don't you?
Okay, well, let's start at the top, and it seems like the teams that aren't having keeper issues are FC Gold Pride, St. Louis, and Chicago, although St. Louis we'll get back to later. FC Gold Pride, they've had Barnhart the whole time. I don't even know who their backup is. I honestly don't know who their backup is. And then there's Chicago. They've got Lloyden, who's... I guess doing a decent job, and her backups are stellar, amazing, awesome. Kelsey Davis.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, Chicago does not have a goalkeeper problem. The problems that they have do not, they start outside of the 18. Really.
Yeah, that's like the one problem Chicago doesn't have is their goalkeepers. But then the rest of the league, you've got Boston, who I don't even know where to start there. They dropped Lipscher, who was their starting keeper for part of last year, and elevated Phillips, who I didn't even know existed before they elevated her. And now she's like... Everyone's singing her praises, and I don't know. I'm not impressed, and I watched her play. And I guess that's because they elevated her over Alyssa Nayer, who, I mean, I've watched her play too, and she does impress. And yeah, so I think Boston's crazy. Totally crazy. Yeah, I'm. Do you have any thoughts on
No.
that?
Boss, yeah, not, yeah, I don't know.
No, there's just there's
Like, yeah, I
nothing you
think
can
you sort
say.
of said everything. Ditto. Ditto is what I have to say.
I guess, and as you head south, there's Sky Blue FC, which isn't as much of a confusion issue because I was pulling for Bardsley all of last year. And I understand that, yeah, Branham was insane and insanely good in the postseason. So I guess it paid off to keep her as the starter throughout all of last season. But now she's injured, and Bardsley is getting her chance, and people are seeing that, she's actually pretty good, which is awesome. And makes me happy. But then they Sky Blue FC recently picked up Shannon Myers, who they had as a develop who they have as a developmental player now, and I think she might have been their developmental player last year, because we saw her at a couple games.
Even farther south, DC.
Yeah, do you want to talk about DC?
No, I was leading you into
Oh,
talking about
okay.
them.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're a lot gentler on Scurry than I am.
It's 'cause she's a legend, and I just think that people are not making smart decisions. Yeah, did she start the first half against FC Eagle Pride?
I think so.
And then it was an issue of her letting in how many goals in that half?
I
Was
don't
it
know, 12.
two? No, because they won 3-1, right? FC Eagle Pride won 3-1, and how many of those were in that one half? I'm not
Oh.
sure. I'd have to look back, but she's how old? 38 now, maybe? I don't know, but no,
She might be one of the oldest ones. Obviously, she's one of the oldest ones in the league right now, but I think she's got to be way up there. And Milbert at least has the Canadian Fountain of Youth, so I don't know what's keeping Scurry going.
I mean, if a gentle retirement was going to happen, it would have happened 3 years ago.
You mean
Three,
when she actually did
two.
retire?
Two or 3 years. No, she didn't. She never retired.
I thought she did. She said she was gonna, leave soccer and go into banking or something. And
No, I think that was in 2004. She mentioned that I think real estate was where she wanted to go after she was done playing,
oh,
but
she
they
wants to
never
work with Loman.
they
Wow. Impressive hair decisions
I
there.
know. But it wasn't said that she was actually going to retire. It was sort of assumed that she would be lumped in with the 91ers, but that didn't happen. So, but I don't know why she started when they had McRae there, who finished the game in goal. I don't know what. I just don't know. I don't know what the thinking was there. But Erin McLeod is clearly the number one, and that's fine because she deserves it. She's probably one of the top three in North America. And she's probably elite, or
I don't
maybe
know.
number
I
one.
mean, Barnhart's doing pretty well. Actually, Barnhart might be doing better than McLeod, so you might put McLeod in like the top four. I guess it depends on where you rank McLeod against LeBlanc.
That's true. Well, if Henderson is beating out LeBlanc, speaking of Henderson starting over LeBlanc, Philadelphia.
Right, but we have to take into consideration that that game was against Atlanta, who is the bottom of the league, and
They probably don't even know that Val is incapable of diving to her left side.
and now you've let the secret out.
Yeah.
So. Maybe she is capable now. I mean, maybe she's...
Maybe she learned when she left UCLA.
Yeah, maybe once she left LA entirely and went to the East Coast.
Someone told her, hey, did you know that you can't really dive to your left side?
Like, I'll let her know next time I see a Philly game. Hey, Val, you've got to dive to your left.
Yeah, you got to get there. I mean, she can. It's just a lot slower. And, I mean, it's the left side.
She is a good keeper, though. I mean, I hope LeBlanc's not injured. But I think it was good of Philly to rest her after her trip to China. And clearly they could afford to. I don't know what Atlanta's excuse was for not starting Whitworth, because they actually, I mean, I looked back through the news just to see if she was injured or whatever, even though she wasn't listed as injured on the roster report or, you know, and she was actually listed in the probable starting lineup for that particular game. And instead they started Brett Marin, who played for some team up in New England for college. And I don't know. That's another one of those that just sort of came out of nowhere. And
Rhode Island School of Design.
No. it was somewhere that Weimer assistant coached. And so I should know that bit of trivia. I'm sorry, Weimer. I don't, off the top of my head.
You should be sorry.
But that's the goalie recap. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be a keeper this year in the WPS.
It is, because you will get blamed for everything. No, that's
or
coaching.
You'll get injured.
Or you'll get injured. The monkeys are happy. The zebras are playing. And all the children are saying, what good friends we have. We love the animals. So let's go team by team. Let's go west to east and talk about how things are shaping up for each team in the league. FC Gold Pride, your team. I know that you were a little down on MARTA because you don't like MARTA. and you were sort of questioning her value to that team. Especially and questioning Kelly O'Hara's place on that team, but somehow both have managed to do okay.
I guess they're all right. they've both been doing a lot better than I expected. I sort of figured that, given LA last year, I figured that with all of FC Gold Pride's really terrible decisions, they were probably gonna keep going with that whole, you know, we'll be FC MARTA, and they haven't, and MARTA has stepped it up. I mean, I wasn't impressed with her in their very first game against St. Louis, but having watched the game on FSC over the weekend, she was really working. I was impressed, and I don't know, I might warm up to her, you know, by September.
She seems happy there. I mean, like she doesn't seem unhappy to be in the Bay Area. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she does seem to be meshing well with that team. And I was just talking with someone, and it's someone who's not an FC Gold Pride fan. And we were talking about how they finally seem to have, like, the team finally seems to have really good chemistry. And I think that's partly the rookies who played, you know, infinite youth teams together. But also the rookies seem to work well with the veteran players, and the internationals seem, I mean, Abilene and MARTA have integrated really, really well. So yeah, I mean, I'm happy with that, and I'm really happy with Sinclair scoring.
Montoya's head is off the chopping block.
No, it's not. It's not. But I personally, I'm not after him right now. I mean, I think he recruited. Well, he influenced that draft pretty well. But I hear the fans are still calling for his head. They were right after the St. Louis game, during the St. Louis game.
Yeah, which is a point we'll get to later when we talk about Emma Hayes. calling for coaches. But St. Louis is next on our agenda. Lori Kolepny is doing just fine. She's not suffering any. She had a sinus headache, which was what it was. They said on TV, they thought her concussion problems were coming back, but no, she had a sinus headache. I can just say, Lori, neti pot. It's all you take care of, neti pot. Like, you do it once a week, you're clear, it feels great. It looks a little weird because stuff is coming up your nose and then going out your other nostril. But, I had a sinus infection once and then it cleared up right away. I used the neti pot. Anyway, now that our neti pot commercial is done, I think they're...
Are you getting paid for that? Do I get a cut?
We get CPM. You get some points on the back end. No. Neti. For your health. No.
Have you ever also seen for it? Your health. Aluko is their go-to player for goals. Which I so called that at their first game, before it ever started. I was there with a friend, and I was like, yep, Aluka's going to be their scoring option. And she was, and she is. She scored, three of their goals? Something like that.
I think so. Three or four. Maybe three, I think. Yeah, she's great. She's tough. She's a great goal scorer, which she's been amazing for them. I guess the question is, what if teams just find a way to make her less amazing? Who scores then? The answer could be Lori. I don't know. Lindsay Tarpley there's nothing to say about her return, really, for me, which is disappointing since I am a Tarpley fan, but...
I didn't even know she was really back.
Yeah, she's coming off the bench. I think she's come off the bench, since Chicago.
I know she played against DC, but I guess.
I have to say green, not her color. Blue. She looks better in blue. She looks better in white. It's probably why she went to North Carolina. Not so much for the fact that she was going to win national championships. So much is for
unlike certain other people.
For the colors, yeah. For the colors. She's like, you know what? I look good in blue and white.
Should have tried on that maroon.
Purple. But this past weekend, St. Louis was at DC at RFK Stadium, and they imploded against DC. You have a little closer report on what happened there, but I saw the highlights. That looked like a nightmare. Hope Solo just blew that last goal. I have no idea what happened there. But, I mean, granted, DC looked really strong, but what was going on with St. Louis?
Yeah, I don't really have much on the St. Louis angle. I talked to someone who was their season ticket holder for DC. She said it was a really good showing by the Freedom. They were really strong. Devanna's got asthma problems, so she only played in the first half. But Moros was doing well, even though I don't think she scored. No, she didn't score. And I mean, yeah, if you watch the highlights, like, that first goal looks really good. And I think the second goal is off a set play. I think it was a corner. And the third goal was, I have no idea, no idea at all. It just, I think, I don't know. It looked like Hope Solo was walking it into the goal. Like, here, make sure that you get into the net. And
gently guiding it like a crossing guard.
Yeah.
Holding
its
hand.
I'm sure she could stop traffic, but she's also supposed to stop balls. and I have no idea what went on there. And Aluko scored for St. Louis in that game, and it looked decent. But other than that, St. Louis just looked kind of dead.
Yeah, flat-footed. I heard it was hot. It was very hot in D.C. then. So that might be part of it, since they're used to it being windy and being, you know, taken off to the land of Oz by tornadoes, right?
Yeah, but I mean, their first game was pretty hot. I think it was at least in the 80s here. Might have been hotter, but yeah, they were coming off that game with Boston where we had a tornado warning right before, so that was not fun.
Yeah. So, moving farther east, Chicago had a god-awful start, which I knew they would have. I knew it would be, I said struggle at the time, but I think it was mostly a struggle for me, and they just kind of floundered around, and no, they didn't, it wasn't like, on paper, it is awful. But people were saying, oh, they're, you know, really hustling. They just need to, you know, they need a little bit of luck in finishing, which was exactly the problem they had last year. Like, there was, there was so little goal scoring going on. But they managed to pick it up against Boston on the road, which was great, because I thought after this road trip, if they don't win one, maybe eventually someone would be asking about the judgment of Emma Hayes, which I was starting to question already. But I didn't want to say it out loud because, one, I like her. I mean, I genuinely like, so it's hard for me to be like, maybe Hayes should be fired. But I want to believe in her. Which it was just like, okay, so it's two seasons in a row. We have the same problem. Maybe we need to do something else. But, you know, at least at this point, they've split. You know, they could possibly lose at FC Gold Pride, which is probably what's going to happen. I don't know, unless the midfield matures very, very quickly. I think that's what they might lose. But with one win on the road, I think she's safe, which is good. And I think her game plan is pretty solid. The team needs some sort of more time to magically happen between weekends for them to really come together and get a little bit of maturity, which I think they need, especially in the midfield. They have it's not inexperience, because those players are not inexperienced. It's just they need a den mother, a sort of scout leader. Yeah, they need a scout leader to sort of tell them, girls, no. They need a first grade teacher to sort of look at them sternly. And
they need a chart, a sticker chart, so that they need can earn prizes.
Some of them need their names put on the board, because they're going to be staying after school. I think that's one thing that needs to be, you know, a little bit of mature. Though I'm specifically looking at Rapino and Carney here. why am I dancing around the subject? It's them. Though I heard that they were great against Boston. They were phenomenal, but they still have a little bit of the puppies. They're the puppies still.
Be careful not to jinx them. I mean, I hear there are European qualifiers coming up and Asian qualifiers coming up. So I think some of those England players are going to be checking out some upcoming weekend.
Mom is leaving. Katie Chapman is good. Yeah, Chicago also lost Kosovari. Slani. I'm a reader and I don't get to watch games as often as I will be watching them now that I have a giant television. So I don't get to hear the name said out loud very often, and I don't know how her name is said. Does that make me a bad fan? I don't think so. But others may feel differently.
We try really hard.
So Chicago, yeah, they're, I can't say they're picking up because that could be another fluke, just like that 4-0 win against Sky Blue FC last year was kind of a fluke. But yeah, I don't know. It looks better. I feel better. I'm not as anxious.
It's early.
It's yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Just speaking as an FC Gold Pride fan and someone who had to sit through through the early season with St. Louis last year. I mean, that's it took them a while to hit their stride.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any strides in the future for Chicago. If it's like skipping and then getting distracted by
shiny things.
Gum wrapper on the side of the road or something.
No. Don't lick that.
Get that out of your mouth. That's how she got the mono. That's how she got the mono. So, Chicago, taking an upturn. A team that has never looked really down this season, Philadelphia.
So surprising.
Shocking. They don't look like an expansion team. And I
They don't look like a Philadelphia team.
They don't look like a Philadelphia team. Do they play somewhere else? Do they play in Pittsburgh or something?
No. No, they do play, I think, west of the city. They play, I don't know. They play on some college campus.
So they don't play in the little complex where all the sports fields are? I drove, well, I did not drive, but I was carried to Philadelphia once. And I saw all their stadiums, like, all right next to each other.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I've driven there twice, and both times I was lost. And, yeah, just, oh,
like
I'm
mall.
Glad they don't play there.
It was like a mall of stadiums. A stadium mall. But Philadelphia has looked, really great, despite the fact that they do have the dead weight of Amy Rodriguez. No,
she scored one.
Oh, she did. That's true.
She's currently equaling her weight of last year.
That's true. No. But, yeah, Philadelphia has looked really good. I think it's because of Lori Lindsay. She's probably, like, she's not the most dynamic player, most exciting player so far. But, boy, if any team would suffer from the loss of one player, I think Philadelphia would be, like, lost without Lori Lindsay, really.
It's like she hasn't lost her stride since 2008 when we saw her. Like she's still and I guess, you know, if you can trust players that say the WPS is playing at a higher level than you know the leagues before, then she's doing really, really well.
Mm-hmm. There's just not much you can say against them. They've been pretty solid. They're undefeated. Right? Yeah. Undefeated. But yeah, on the other side of the expansion coin, though, is Atlanta, who look like a stereotypical expansion team, just struggling. They also look like they're entirely comprised of 11th graders. It's a very young team. Spunky. They've lost Tobin Heath for a few weeks, I think, with a sprained ankle. But that's not really saying anything because she hasn't scored for them.
They look like an Atlanta team.
I don't know anything about Atlanta teams, so.
Yeah, neither do I. So I just assume that's true.
Just assume. So.
They've got the Atlanta Braves. Never mind.
Braves. I used to quote unquote be a Braves fan because a boy I really liked when I was younger was a Braves fan, and so I just sort of liked the things that he liked.
Me too. Yeah. Braves and St. Louis Cardinals, but I lived out here, so I was expected to.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. I was like, sure, I love Tom Glavine, and because he at one time was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. I think he's in Chicago now, maybe. I don't know.
Wow, that's impressive that you know names. I just thought they had cool logos.
There was another guy. He's like he had a very stereotypical boy name, like it was Chip or something. I don't remember, but he's still with the Atlanta Braves, I think.
Chip. Atlanta. He's from Texas.
Who is it? Like, he's a famous guy. Oh God, what's his name? I think he's a outfielder. I don't know. Because now I'm just going to get on this and not let it go. Catchers. Chipper. That's his name. They had this player.
Chipper Dale.
Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones. And he was a little cute, I think. He's less cute now that I'm looking at his Wikipedia article. my friend loved the Braves, and I in turn pretended to care about them and collect baseball cards. It was mostly about collecting things for me. And if I can turn something into collecting, that I can inventory something, then that I'm pretty much golden. From there.
I would love to have WPS cards. I mean, even the WNBA has cards. We can do it.
Next up, Boston. They looked fine. I mean, Lauren Cheney's been doing really, really well for them. But other than that, there's nothing exciting for me personally about them.
There's a team in Boston?
Yes. Yes, they're called the Braves, the Boston Braves.
The Boston Whitecaps.
Mm-hmm. That's right. they looked pretty solid, but they're obviously beatable.
Yeah, got beat by Chicago. Atlanta, go up there.
From what I hear, they were just really flat-footed that day. They didn't have the energy, and to be Chicago was clearly hungrier. They needed it more. They wanted it more. They had some people recovering from mono, and
they put doggy biscuits in the other goal, and you know, just let them run.
Run. Yeah.
Someone in the crowd has whistles.
Yeah, Boston. They'll work things out. Yeah, they look fine. I just can't be bothered to care about them whatsoever. Which is unfortunate because, you know, they have exciting players that I like, you know, Leslie Osborne, Stephanie Cox,
Weimer,
Tiff Weimer. They have Tiffany Weimer, and like, how could you lose with that? But no, they just really
because don't. They don't play it.
That's true. They don't play their award-winning forward.
No, they play Justin Bieber.
They took away. Amy LePelvet's been fine. She's great. There's nothing bad to say about her. Boston, DC. We're moving on. I can't transition properly. DC has. Where would they be without Abby Wambach? She's really the engine there, and I think it's great that she's not captain. Not because I don't, you know, it's like it's not like I dislike Abby Wambach. I just think that responsibility is just a little bit too much if they want to be successful for her. Strikers. Just it's a cliche, but they just should not be captains, and I think it's a statistically proven cliche. but yeah, they're fine. Neither of us.
If you want to be like Mia, you don't captain.
That's right. She was the captain of the Freedom, though.
Whatever. Look how that league
different.
Did.
That's different. Mia's fine. She has babies. she retired when she should have, so.
And she doesn't keep offering commentary.
Oh, sweet. God bless her. Love Mia Hamm. There's nothing bad to see about her.
Although I think she would have great commentary.
She would
be really snarky. And
she's. I think that's why she doesn't, because she doesn't want to be like, oh, this is getting personal.
And she would actually know something about the game. We couldn't possibly have a commentator that knew something about the game.
Yeah. And on the field, she was known to drop a few F-bombs.
She would make a great commentator.
Let's do it. Let's petition. Petition. Because the fake signature.
And have her commentate the DC games.
Yeah. I think, because the fake Siggy Schmid blog said that, which I love, is a blog that everyone should read, said that...
Plug, plug, plug.
that we really ought to try just having all female commentators for games, because we've done the whole men commentator things for good 2 decades. So it's like that seems over. The guys have had their chance.
failed.
Time to change it over to the ladies, as long as we don't have Jen Hildreth. If we could get Lori Walker, who, okay, talks a lot, but there's nothing, like, she's usually spot on with her commentary, which confuses me why she was she did so little at Ohio State, or does, if she's still there. But, actually, I think we're going to cut all of this out. But, Sky Blue FC, they have lost so many people to injury already. Their starting goalkeeper, Natasha Kai's out for a little bit. Megan Schnurr, right?
They're both getting new tattoos.
Oh, Rampone's out, obviously. Oh, sorry. Rampone's out with the baby. Asante, who's that?
Is that their Brit? I don't know.
And Asante.
She was there last year, and I think she was a big deal.
I should remember. I should not be in charge of any women's soccer commentary at all.
It's a light blue team, so, I mean, obviously neither of us is going to remember.
I think they're going to struggle a little bit without Natasha Kai. I don't know what to say about them, because Heather O'Reilly didn't have the greatest game against FC Gold Pride. Casey White did okay for a little bit. What can you really say about them other than it sucks to be in Jersey? my opinion is colored by the one time I visited the Rutgers Field, and it was pouring down rain, and it was hard to find because it was away from everything else, and I don't know. The East Brunswick Library, public library, is beautiful though. It's very nice. It's a cute library.
I've had good experiences with games in Jersey. My bad experiences have to do with driving in Jersey, but I still can't be bothered to care.
Campaigns. A more mature league produces more mature advertising and media, and I think the Defend Your Turf campaign, in terms of the images side and the little video projection thing, was great. I thought that was really, really cool. I was really impressed. I don't know about its effectiveness, but I liked it. I think it was worthy of the players and of the league, and it didn't feel stupid. Like, and it didn't treat the people like they're stupid, which I think is
Puma's problem.
No, because I haven't had as many problems with Puma as I do with Nike. In some cases, they just are just incredibly insulting sometimes. Just like, really, come on. And I just, feel like saying, fuck you, Nike. Like, just go get fucked. I'm going to bleep this, definitely.
you shouldn't bash on Nike so much. They're sponsoring Kelsey.
That's true. But their advertising end is like, that's the best you can do. You probably have the largest advertising budget of any sports place. You probably have the most experience. But it's so lousy. And it's better than the Defend Your Turf campaign was better than anything that the U.S. women national team has done for the past 5 years.
Oh yeah. I mean, and when I mentioned Puma, I like definitely not talking about the men's side, cause I've been watching some of their World Cup, commercials, which I'm jealous of, because look at what the WPS gets from them. Mm-hmm. Kicking teddy bears.
That was a little confusing, but yeah, the women's team, I think on the media end, they're still trying to ride. They, they're not doing social media that well.
At all.
One, and they're sort of, seems like they're still trying to ride goodwill, the goodwill that people felt for them, I don't know, 8 years ago. Like, you know, it's like you're still, or even longer than that. It's like, you know, you have to get new fans, one, and you have to keep telling a story. You can't tell the same story every single effing time. yeah. Anyway, so
FYI, Heifetz.
FYI. Let's switch gears and talk about some youth teams. The U20 World Cup draw happened. The U20 tournament is in Germany this year, and they got that draw. Why don't you take over and talk about that?
Okay. So the U20 draw happened, I don't know, like a week or two ago. Everything's just kind of blurring together, so it feels like it happened a lot more recently. And so the tournament is happening from July 13th through August 1st in Germany. And the host team gets to play in Group A against Costa Rica, Colombia, and France, which, you know, it's going to be kind of a cakewalk kind of group, it looks like. Group B is Brazil, Korea DPR, or North Korea, Sweden, and New Zealand. Group C is England, Nigeria, Mexico, and Japan. And Group D is the U.S., Ghana, Switzerland, and Korean Republic, or South Korea. And I blogged about this, I think, late April, right after it came out. So that's where my thoughts are more extensively. But do you want to talk about your predictions?
Yeah. I just ate some fries, though.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you there?
Yeah, I know. My prediction, they're coached by Jill Ellis. So, at best, they will make it into the semis and then just totally crap out. They will not. I don't predict a win for this team. I'm not. Granted, I don't know that much about them, so maybe my expectations are very low. But it's like, there's something to say. They're not. I feel bad always ragging on Jill Ellis, but there's just something about her that cannot make it in the big dance or whatever.
Like, what is it, seven times now?
Seven times. That's got to hurt. I mean, I feel bad for her, but you're a high-level coach. You should, you know. And yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of shocking that no one's ever called for her head. I mean, I can see that in some women's programs where, you know, no one's going to call for her head because it's women's soccer. But, I mean, this is UCLA. They're kind of a big deal. And she's not just UCLA. She's also...
Well, I think she's such a good recruiter that, like, without her, it's like they have this... I mean, getting to the finals as many times as they have is an impressive thing. But, you know, you can't be, like... I guess in college soccer, you just can't be sort of legendary without a national championship. And it's just, you know.
Even with a national championship, you don't really get to be legendary.
That's
like,
true.
You don't, I mean, Randy Waldrum, he's my legend.
Well, their win was a little strange. Like, they almost pissed that away. Like, didn't Notre Dame, that own goal or whatever? Good God.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all? That was a long time ago, I know.
2004?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very big into Santa Clara that year. Because, you know, I'm not normally very big into Santa Clara.
But they only pissed on you, UNC, is all. No. that was pretty cool. Good for them. And I think it, in a way, it kind of marked the last time that Santa Clara did something significant nationally, unfortunately.
No, I think in 2006, 2007, whichever year it was that they had, what, only 13 healthy players?
Well, I mean, significant, I'm like, they did something significant rather than
positively significant.
Oh. Significant happened to them. yeah. Oh,
God, 2008, they didn't even make it to the NCAA. Oh, it was just a hard year.
What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking U-20s. About the U-20s. Yeah, I don't see it this year. Like, I granted, I barely saw it last year. I was like, the hiring of Tony DiCicco made sense to me because that was almost a pre-selected team, and they had Kalen. so that sort of took care of things.
That was magic.
That was a good year. I think they overperformed in some cases, but
they looked amazing. I mean, I watched that on 360, and I watched more than just the U.S. games, and the U.S. looked good for it.
They did indeed.
And they totally made up for the NCAA tournament that year. It's just so bad.
U-20 World Cup will be interesting to see. I will personally don't think I'll mention anything about it unless something significant happens in that world until the games happen. Because part of me just wants to be surprised. Like, I want to see what they do. I want to be pleasantly surprised, and I'm giving them that opportunity.
Yeah, I don't want to be surprised in a U-17 kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think this is their year. I feel like they were not a good team at qualifiers, even though they won it all. I did not think they were a good team. And I think there's maybe three or four players from that roster that I would keep and get rid of all the rest. But Ellis is pretty much keeping all of them and not making a lot of changes, which is maybe good because, you know, they'll gel as a team and whatever. But I don't think this has the makings of a World Cup, and especially not a World Cup in Germany. But I think as long as, I mean, we've drawn a group that sort of feels, I mean, talk about pre-selected. It's like they picked this group just so the U.S. could make it out of there, no matter what they do wrong roster-wise. Like Ghana, yeah. Switzerland,
South Korea.
Here
you go, kids. Birthday present. Yeah, that did seem like kind of... Granted, of those teams, to put really significant challenges in front of them, they would have to create, you know, the giant group of death. So... Nobody wants to do that. That's the U-20s. Can we quickly mention that today Everton beat Arsenal for the Women's FA Cup?
Oh, I think I saw something about that on Tumblr.
That's exciting. We personally don't cover that much of the European leagues. I know you don't really that much, and I cover even less than you if you do it all. But I think it's significant. I know... because Arsenal was sort of like the women's team there, and knowing that they're not, you know,
Arsenal used to have
everyone.
Boston's, yeah. Boston's Brits, didn't they? Both of them.
Yeah, and Carney.
And they Chapman, had Emma Byrne in goal.
Yeah, they did indeed.
But I don't know who they have this year.
yeah, I don't know anyone from Arsenal now. Maybe they still have Rachel Yankee? I don't know. What is she?
Oh,
remember
wow.
Her?
Yankee and Unit. They played for New Jersey Wildcats back in 2005.
Arsenal. They still have, yeah.
Do they still have Burn?
I don't know. Let's see.
Now that's a keeper I'd like to see in the WPS.
I think we have a keeper glut.
No, I mean, if they keep getting injured.
Yeah, if any of them die.
Don't say that.
Yes, they still have Emma Byrne. Or they still have a really strong team, Arsenal, and they got beat. Now we're coming to our regular segments part of the podcast. So,
actually, could I add something here? Mm-hmm. Since we are establishing that this is going to be a regular segment, sort of like at a corrections area.
Mm, yeah, please do.
And I'd like to make a correction to the last podcast because since then, Morgan Bryan of the U17 team has switched her commitment from Georgia, which we sort of made a big deal about, to Virginia, which I'd like to make a big deal about because I like Virginia. And now a whole bunch of those U17 kids are going to University of Virginia, and that's exciting. That's it for corrections.
I'm sure there were other things that needed to be corrected. But
No. That was the only one that mattered.
Well, no, that wasn't even really a correction. That was an update. Because, like, okay. At the time, she was still with Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it changed, I think, really soon after that.
Okay. Well,
whichever.
In the spirit of updates, let's do our typical Carrie Hanks update. When last we recorded, she had moved from Sky Blue FC to Philadelphia to Atlanta. And then she flew off the radar and popped up in Portugal, playing for what was described to me as an Icelandic team. That sounds like a hoax. That's not real. But we don't know where she is now. Because when did we hear about that?
Oh, that was a while ago. It must have been like right after the podcast.
Well, she does still have family in the United States, correct?
maybe? Isn't her dad from England?
I've heard that, yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, she's still on her walkabout, and I have no idea where she is.
Okay, so we don't know where Carrie Hanks is. I don't know that anybody knows where she is. It's sort of like, what's the name of that mobster guy who...
Al Capone?
No, the guy that from New York who, like, people, they never really found his body.
I have no idea.
This would have been a very sharp cultural reference, and you would have laughed. You'd have been like, oh, that's so clever.
I thought the Carmen Sandiego one was good.
That was good. Maybe I can add that in. No. Yeah. No,
she
we don't.
She's good in a hat. She likes her beanies.
No, yeah. If Carmen, I'm sorry, Carrie Hanks. if Carrie Hanks could, like, I think we would know where she is if she committed some crimes. And she could have done the Carmen Sandiego thing.
Well, you know, when we found out she was in Portugal, I think the exact phrasing was that she was on trial in Portugal. And there was no mention of the team right away. So I'm sitting there thinking, holy crap, what did you do, Carrie Hanks?
What did you do in Portugal? She's you Carmen like Sandiego. She stole the Algarve. Hey, gumshoes. Carrie Hanks is at it again.
That would make the Algarve so much more exciting.
She stole the Algarve region of Portugal. Where is she? And, you know, she's going through the Alps or whatever, and, you know, Carrie Hanks is in the country that's shaped like a boot. You know? So we could turn this into a game. We could turn almost anything into a game, really, but where's Carrie Hanks? I mean, she's not someone I don't really like her. I don't like her, I should say, as a player. But this has been fascinating. Like, how does someone who had such a promising career just disappear?
With the Algarve region and two Mac Herman trophies.
You would think she'd be a little sluggish carrying around all that weight. But
no, she's fueled by anger and cold.
But someone we never lose track of is Kelsey Davis.
Yay!
Because she, once again, has won the Kelsey Davis Award for excellence.
Did you read the Kelsey?
Yes, I did. Oh my goodness. And it was like all about charities and stuff. And why is she the most interesting person? And why can't she get started? What is going on? She had this wonderful little article written about her and her charitable efforts. The charitable wing of the of the Kelsey Davis estate.
No. It's a very large wing.
It is. I really want to talk to her about theology. Like, she has these really interesting things to say about charities and, you know, what she does in her off time. And she's clearly funny. But, like, I feel like if we got her in an interview, I would, one, dominate because you would get quiet and nervous. And when I get nervous, I just get chatty. And it would be all about, like, what do you think about Dorothy Day or N.T. Wright or, you know... Anyway,
I think we would eventually have to ask her about Russia, because as poorly as that went, like, she seemed to enjoy the entire cycle and she still appreciates it.
That's true. She seems to be the only one who really, well, I guess everyone mentioned really enjoying Brazil, but she seemed to be positive about Tim Schultz, who I am not positive about. So we may have to agree to disagree on that one, should I and Kelsey Davis have a conversation, in which I wouldn't bring up 2006 at all, actually. But, yeah, it's okay. So if Kelsey Davis listens to this, it was a call. Yet, I feel if we were being completely obnoxiously objective, I would say she has not yet earned our Twitter award.
No.
No.
She spends too much time talking to Pino and Kaz.
That's true. She spends too much time with children who have cancer. not enough time tweeting about what's going on. She doesn't spend enough time talking about Thomas Merton. No. But someone who did win our Twitter award this year. Someone who did win our Twitter award this podcast. Is a goalkeeper who is not Karen Bardsley, because she still has not unlocked. And
although she is now keeping a blog.
She's keeping a blog.
She is. It's on
under her bed.
Blogspot.
I'm keeping this blog. It's mine.
Is that beer gone?
It is. It's gone. It's gone. I'm sorry. I think at this point I have the tired sillies, even though I've only been awake for 4 hours. But no. But the Twitter award this time, it gets harder because people they keep trying harder. They keep getting better.
And it keeps taking us a whole month to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm. They keep posting cute pictures and whatnot of their children.
Having dance parties.
Dance parties. Are we ready? We're ready to announce the Twitter award. I'm drumming on the table. It goes to Megan McCrae, who is the Washington Freedom backup keeper. It's amazing that we're giving this to a keeper and a player from D.C. It's truly, truly amazing. But she had one particular tweet that just stood out for so long, almost a month now, that pretty much won this award and nobody was able to knock it off the pedestal. And it was the one from April 14th, 5:33 p.m. Here's a tweet. True statement. I had to change lanes to pass a driver because I didn't want to look at the UNC bumper sticker any longer. Sorry, Christy and Kat. Christy Evelyn and Kat Whitehill being two UNC players, and Megan McCrae being a former Santa Clara goalkeeper.
Awesome keeper. Yeah.
Amazing. And you can find her Twitter at Megan McCray, and that's MeganMcCrayGK on Twitter. Megan McCray, yeah. GK on Twitter.
She's a lot of fun to follow. And
despite her unnecessary vowels, she's doing, you know, she's good. She's, you know, not every tweet is as good as that one, but they're pretty good.
And it's, you got to note that it's even more impressive for people that have never driven in DC traffic to change two lanes just because of a sticker. That's gutsy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the time. Like, oh no, this is 5:33. Whoa. Like I'm assuming if she had to change two lanes that she was doing so on the beltway.
But we would like to note that she did not text this in. It came from the web.
It did.
So.
She did. She good Megan McCray. Unnecessary vowel. Unnecessary A. which I only say because I do have a friend named Megan who finds these alternate spellings infuriating.
I've seen an MEAGHANN.
Yeah, I've seen worse,
unnecessary.
But I've forgotten it because
you don't need all those pieces.
So, okay.
But we don't hold that against you, McCray.
So Megan McCray won. I'm looking forward to see who's going to win the next one. I can't say that there are any early favorites. Can you?
I can say definitely not Hope Solo.
Hmm. Yeah. Hope
and
so.
Not, yeah. Not Sorry. Kaz.
Sorry, not Kaz. Unless there is some sort of translator, which Kate Markoff did a stellar job with translating, which, like, I we have a rule that I made up this rule just now that you can't win it twice in a row, but that might have won for her translation of Karen Carney's tweets. That might have won.
Right. If she had done that and bash UNC, then she would have won.
Yes. But she has UNC players on her team, so she probably doesn't want to be like, oh, I gotta be nice, you know, mom, don't make them feel bad. You know,
that
the
had
last
the,
thing you
McCray
want...
McCray has UNC players on her team.
That's true. But McCray's like, you know, the goalkeeper who, you know, not big on the leadership end. And when, you know, the team mom, you know, starts bad-mouthing your school, how, you know, then...
Maybe it would inspire Casey, you know, light a fire under her.
The last thing you want on your hands is a crying Tar Heel.
Actually, I'd be pretty happy with that.
No, well, no, not if you had to deal with it. Like,
oh.
If you
yeah,
had
just,
to be
I just,
like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Like,
it's bad enough watching Tobin Heath cramp up in the middle of a national championship game.
Yeah, it's...
I still haven't gotten over that.
Well, though, to be fair, they don't cry until after. Unlike some people who are missing, who cry during. Some maybe possibly before.
Practiced in front of the mirror.
Practice crying, sort of like a Glenn Beck approach to the soccer. Just start crying. I'm just so moved. We're talking about Carrie Hanks, or I am.
Oh, not Carling.
I didn't notice that she cried during a game. She cries after. She waits till after. She's a good girl.
No, during the games she just gets pissed and
yeah, she gets angry. Carrie Hanks cries during, which it's like
I wish she would have won a national championship just so I could see how she reacts to that. It's like, okay, I've seen the tears. Let's see something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's it for this episode. Ruth, where can people find you?
I'm in St. Louis. They can find me at Kelsey's Pajamas on Twitter.
And people can find me. I'm at Joan of Dark on Twitter. And, you know, you can find us at the Cross Conference blog at crossconference.wordpress.com or email us, crossconference@gmail.com. We love to get email, and we will answer it personally should anyone email us.
Actually, we'll probably both answer it personally. And if you happen to know where Carrie Hanks is and what she's doing, and if you have visual evidence of this,
please,
that she still exists.
Please. Like, I thought Rapino was dead, and it was concerning, but I know Ruth, that you know, you're a Carrie Hanks fan, and so you're worried. And
I have a Notre Dame soccer jersey. Like,
yeah,
I have to know these things.
I don't even have that. I mean, I wouldn't wear a Notre Dame soccer jersey, but, you know. No, let us know that she's okay. You know, her family's worried. And it's okay. No matter what you've done, I'm sure it can be.
And if you don't want to return the Algarve region, that's fine too.
No, I think Europe's going to want that back. They're kind of tough. They can be oddly very tough on Americans who commit crimes on their soil. Maybe
well,
that's
what about just stealing their soil?
Yeah, or stealing against their soil. So if you just give back the Algarve region, say you're sorry, and, you know, maybe if there's another expansion team, they'll put you on, and you can float around for a little bit. So,
try Vancouver. I hear it's really nice this time of year.
Yeah, Vancouver.
But all the best criers are there.
That's true. Get some really good crying done.
I think that's it.
Yeah. So that's it. We're done.
What you do, you get to me. What you say, you have your way. We